This is Dale Connolly reporting. News meant for amusement. The push is on by phone and cable TV companies to provide high-speed internet access, the next big step in creating a totally wired country and world. But each action elicits an equal and opposite reaction, and in this case, that comes from Dugan Armstrong, internet service entrepreneur and founder of something called TurtleNet.
I started TurtleNet because I sensed a demand for extremely slow internet access.
Well, how could that be? I mean, everybody else is trying to go faster. Isn't faster better?
A faster internet is better for shopping and getting information. It might even start to make money for all those companies that have poured billions into online marketing. You know, a faster internet will also take away the attention of a lot of people, maybe the people you care about most. With TurtleNet, you have internet access, but it stays excruciating.
Uh-huh. But why would anybody want that?
Well, here's an example of what I mean. A dramatization we did, a 10-year-old boy and his mom are by the computer. Listen to this.
Okay.
Hey, pal. What are you doing?
Waiting for this page to load. It's a Britney Spears fan site.
Oh, well, that sounds interesting.
Not yet. It's taken forever.
Well, I guess you have to be patient.
I'll be an old man before this page loads.
No.
And she'll be married. Well, I mean, not that it matters to me.
Well, what do you say we go out and toss a frisbee around while you wait?
I guess.
Oh.
Get the idea? Here's another one.
Honey, what's wrong with this computer? I'm trying to read the New York Times, and just getting the website to come up is agonizing.
Well, maybe it's those wacky hackers. They don't have any manners.
This is like stealing. They're taking my time away from me. I feel like a dope just sitting here.
Well, I made dinner.
You did?
You bet. You want to come eat? While you wait for your page to load, I mean. We could talk.
Talk? You mean in a chat room?
No, here. Right here in our house, at the table.
About
how frustrating the internet can be.
Oh, okay. It looks like it'll be a while anyway.
Let it run. That way, nobody can call us and interrupt our meal.
Yum.
So, Lika, now, do you see what I'm talking about?
I think so. It sounds like TurtleNet is really about people spending time together.
Yes. We give them the slow service that makes face-to-face interaction possible. We give them something to complain about, which is a time-honored conversation starter. And by focusing on something that technology has already perfected, pokey service, spotty access, frequent disruptions, we know that we can give our customers just what they need, want, and expect, all for $15.95 a month.
Dugan Armstrong, creator of TurtleNet, the slowest internet service available.
Soon with an upgraded version we call Molasses.
Can't wait.
You'll have to.